Blog Talk Radio. Hey girl, what you doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.fallsfantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
What's up, Swingers State of Mind? People, we are here. I am La Crush Hearts, representing Brooklyn.
Hello, hello, hello. And this is Trinity Blake, all the way from Dallas, Texas.
All the way. You make it seem like it's on the other side of the world. All the way.
Right, all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Well, power of the World Wide Web, we could be anywhere and everywhere for the next 2 hours. So cross seas with morning time over here, with evening time. We're all over the world. We're worldwide. Power of the World
Maybe
Wide
Web. Maybe I should make up something. This is Trinity Blake, and I'm calling in from Paris.
Oh, monsieur.
I should pick something I can actually speak the language, huh? But they don't
right.
speak English.
So well, next time I'm gonna tell you from you in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Brooklyn.
OMG, we are here. I need to do that. We're starting. Ooh. We're 2 minutes in. All of a sudden, I got extra hype, like I'm ready to wild out. So without further ado, Trinity, I'm going to ask you, how was your week?
Let's see. Of course, my week always starts usually the day after the club, after the lifestyle lounge.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, I went on vacation, so I wasn't in town this weekend. I was in Maryland. I just say Maryland. I surprised my homegirl, Mello, and I spent the weekend with her, and it was great. The weather was nice. It was warm in the day, cool at night. I saw the Martin Luther King Monument, FDR, which was breathtaking. She still hasn't posted the pictures. I don't know what she's waiting on. Mello, what are you waiting on? But we did take a lot of pictures when we were in Maryland. So that was a lot of fun. I want to give a shout out to, you know, her partner for getting me the ticket and helping me surprise my bestie. We had a lot of wine. We popped a lot of bottles.
Ooh, ooh.
We
popped bottles.
We were popping wine bottles. Moscato, that's exactly what we were drinking. Moscato was definitely on deck. And then the plane ride, I mean, things were just too perfect. No delays at the airport, comfortable flight, great trip with my homegirl, get back up to Dallas, and then everything back to business, which has been a hectic, hectic week, which we'll get a little more into that later on throughout the show. I'm ready, you know, to get a proper because it is
ready
wild.
Ready to get a proper, right. Well,
so how was your week?
My week was just a week. I was feeling some type of way over the weekend, and just about everything. I started feeling some type of way, but I think I was having Trinity withdrawal. I think that's what it was. I've come to that conclusion. I was having Trinity withdrawal. I couldn't call you and hear from you. It was like dead space. I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, fidgety hands, so I started typing random stuff on Facebook. Today comes along two little people, one throw up on the top end of my bed, the other one throws on. I think he peed. I don't know what he did, but I think it was pee. Because it was just a big old wet spot when I came back from the store. Oh, my bad. But I'm sticking to that story.
Don't accuse it on that baby.
All right, there was no cups around. There was no bottles. So I'm like, where did this wet spot come from? When I left, he was laying right there. And it was, I'm just saying, I think it was pee. I'm not sure, though. And then I decided to try my hand at some new endeavors. More of that coming up. You may find me on the internet somewhere. You may not even know it's, well, you're not going to know it's me. But, you know, I try to be incognito on the internet. So that's my new endeavor. And I know we're about to go ham. All I know is that one day I got a phone call from Trinity, and she was like, Crush, I got X, 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 Y, and Z. And I'm like, huh? So, Trinity, what is the dealio? What are we expecting tonight? Okay. Let's see. We got a featured guest, co-host coming up. We got exclusive interview coming up. We got top gossip news coming up. And you know what? The sad thing is, it's a Texas takeover on Swinger's State of Mind. So y'all need to get y'all phones together. Y'all need to tag our numbers in. Y'all need to get in the chat room at theswingcity.ning.com. I already see the people lining up. Shout out to Mello. Shout out to Onyx, Stefan, Garner. They all in the room right now. They ready for it. Shout out to everybody. I'm glad y'all got my emails and y'all here with us right now. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Yes, Onyx, we are going ham because you are in the building. That's what it do. Listen, tonight is Wild Out Wednesday. What happens on Wild Out Wednesdays, we answer all Freak Leak orgy time questions, and we ask them. So think of something real wicked that you want us to discuss and give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. If you want to speak, press the 1. You've got to press 1 so we can let you on and we know that you want to speak to us tonight. Shout out to the people that's already on the line. I see 817. We see you. 214s. Oh, we got a couple 817s, 469s, and the 919, which is all the way in the Carolinas. Shout out to the Carolinas.
Yes,
East Coast in the building. 347s and the 682s. It's about to be a freaking takeover, Texas style.
I am excited. You know, I told you, I was like, oh my God, I think I'm getting nervous. I got a little nervous at first.
All of a sudden, got a little jittery. My legs started shaking, and I was like, okay, hold up now.
So I guess that means it was going to be orgasmic.
I don't know about all that. Now you're pushing it. But I got to do this. We got to shout out Pokerpalooza Meet and Greet. The group is called Poke Something. They're being featured tonight on Swinger State of Mind radio show, as well as the Lifestyle Lounge Saturday night at Outer Limits in Dallas, Texas. And we'll talk about all that a little later. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on the creator. She is the creator of Poke Something. And she go by the name of Miss Dirty Red. Is she here? Dirty is in the building.
What's up,
girlfriend?
What's up, everyone?
Good, good. We are really, really excited about having you in Poke Something.
I
I am excited about moving here. My poker.
I know. Poker. Every time I say that name, I think about touching somebody.
How did you come up with something? Dirty Red, was that the intent?
Exactly.
Okay. What is she going to know?
She was like, I'm going to come up with fruit. Poke it. Yeah, poke it.
I'm not even going to get there. Well, first of all, let's get to know Ms. Dirty Red from the Dirty Dirty. Dirty, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, I am originally from Dallas, Texas. I'm 38 years of age. I'm single. I've been in the lifestyle for 14 years.
Ooh.
I'm very open-minded, very playful.
Very open-minded and very playful. I like it. All right, guys, if y'all haven't seen our promos, I don't know where the hell y'all been, but we have the sexy picture on our flyers that we're promoting tonight. We got the Miss Dirty Red from Poke Something, the creator. And I need to get all up in your business. Like, what possessed you to create this group? Like, is this part of just a Facebook thing, or is this like your actual thing?
Okay, it is my actual thing as well as to my Facebook thing. I do a lot of my promoting, and a lot of my clientele is on my Facebook, so therefore I bring it all together. Like I said, been in lifestyle for 14 years, so the lifestyle is what I do. Therefore, I bring it all together. So everyone that's in my Pokapalooza place, everyone that's in my Pokapalooza is in the lifestyle. If you're not in the lifestyle, you will get the boot. Sorry. Yeah, I get mean sometimes, but it's not mean. It's just real because there's nobody just there to be there.
Okay. Are you outside somewhere or something?
I am driving.
She's driving on the phone. Look, we are not promoting that. We practice safe sex. People do not call into
a
radio show and drive.
We practice safe driving as well. Don't worry, I'm good.
All that. All right.
Yeah, I know how to do it all at one time.
All right now. The Lifestyle Lounge. Let's get into this Lifestyle Lounge. Pokerpalooza. Going down Saturday night, October 20th, a meet and greet. What can we expect?
That sounds cool.
Y'all going to have some action on the dance floor? Y'all going to dirty dance? Y'all going to pop it, drop it low contest? What's going on, Pokapalooza?
Pokapalooza, what shouldn't you expect? You're in a lifestyle club. You're with a lifestyle group. I mean, what are you not expecting out of that?
I'm just saying.
You're not forced to do anything that you don't want to do. No always means no. But if you're willing to play, that is the place to play.
Shout out to Mel at the same damn time.
Hey,
all right. Is your window down? You need to turn your window up.
I'm hearing a lot of noise, or is that just me? Maybe that's just me. It's probably. Anyway, I don't want you to say anything. Well, Aisha, we have a question. Somebody wants to know how did you come up with the name Poke Something. That was from Mello. Mello wants to know how did I come up with the name Poke Something.
It was off the top of my head, being real about it. it was the honeyness at first, and then, hell, the bees and the birds start playing so post-pump. Shit.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Hello. We're going to take that.
I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, right. We're going to take that as an answer. We're taking that as an answer.
Okay. It, it sounds like one of those things, and it just goes. It's like, poke. Yeah, you're going to poke something. What you going to do? You're going to poke it? You,
yeah. Poke or go.
Put some with some. Poke some.
Yeah, I'll play.
All right. All right, folks. I need to let y'all know that y'all are tuned into Swingin' State of Mind radio show with LaCrush, Trinity Blake, and our featured guest co-host, the the creator of Poke Something. Poke Something Swingers. Is that what we're going to call y'all? Poke Something Swingers, or just leave it at Poke Something? Like, is it a group?
I think,
is it?
Poke.
Huh?
Just leave it at Poke Something.
All right. The creative Poke Something. You can call up. Show some love. If you are a part of Poke Something, we definitely, definitely want to hear from you. If you're not, we still want to hear from you. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. 805-830-8320. So, Trini.
Yes, ma'am.
Lifestyle Lounge. It's
in
going down.
Yeah.
It's going down October 20th, Saturday night. You got the mic. You the ringleader of this fiasco. What should we expect?
What
should we expect?
Because
I feel some type
up.
Of way. I'm all the way in New York City. I can't be there. Like that. I feel some type of way right now. So you need to let me know what I need to envision while I'm here and laying in my bed on a Saturday night.
Okay. Well, close your eyes. You ready?
No.
I need everybody to close their eyes. If you're online, you're chatting, stop typing, close
dark.
Eyes. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I will make sure you're very well taken care of. But basically, the Lifestyle Lounge is the place where you go and you want to party, you want to have a good time, you want to hear music that's going to take you back and make you back it back up and bring you back and, you know, just have you feeling good. We're all about the experience. And this Saturday, we're bringing on Poke Something as the feature group because I like to surround myself by actual swingers. And if you have the same goal in mind, you can't help but have a good time. So we're going to have the guest MC, Poke Something, Alicia, come on, Dirty Red, you know, get people crunk. And not crunk like, you know, you're going to get sweaty, but crunk, you're going to feel good where you just kind of lean back and you don't mind putting your hand between your legs. You don't mind somebody reaching over and pinching a nipple. You might see if you, you know, people biting their lips, or you know, you can get, you can dance close and you can slow dance, you can fast dance. You know, that's what the Lifestyle Lounge is all about.
Oh. Okay.
So we do a lot of touching, a lot of kissing, a lot of anticipation, and a lot of sensations.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
That reminds me of the theme of for my birthday party. Friction addiction.
The friction addiction.
Right. The friction addiction. It's a celebration of the erotic zodiac, Scorpio.
Well, hold on. First of all, you can open your eyes up, everybody. You can open your eyes.
Why they got to open your eyes now? Why couldn't?
I think Noah has one eye open. She's cheating. She has one eye open, one eye closed.
Anik said she got me. I don't know. Anik said she's going to hold my hand. I just thought about molesting her. Girl, too chocolatey. Touch my
yeah,
body.
Yeah, she is chocolate.
Okay, we got Mello coming with some awesome questions. Thank you so much, Mello. Mello wants to know, Miss Dirty Red, what kind of toys do you use to poke with? Toys.
I have a variety, but my favorite is the D-Spot.
Is that a toy?
Yeah.
It is?
It's called the what?
G-Spot.
The G-Spot?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mello said she has one of those, too.
I have that one. We Vibe. Oh, okay, the We Vibe. All right. Don't threaten her with a good time. Shout out to Miss Sunshine 62, Onyx, all the ladies in the chat room. I see a few guys. Kevy, I see you.
But you have to make sure with Garner, Mr. Garner on the Swing City was saying that he got into the lifestyle by way of Dirty Bed. So, you know, I always call it the maker. Are you that person's maker? So, it looks like he is in tonight representing you, Dirty Red. You are his maker.
Hello, Mr. Garner.
What? Kind of like some True Blood stuff going on right now. I'm just saying.
Okay, just a little.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
That's pretty much
why
it's really
on.
Like that.
I don't know. That's what it sounded like for a minute there. Like, this ain't Fantasia. We ain't get there yet.
Well, no, it's not Fantasia. I've been kind of saying that beforehand. Like, it's not a vampire thing, but you can always tell when people have been in a lifestyle for a while because you have people come in and say, I got into the lifestyle by way of this person. Because back in the day, you had to be referred to, or somebody had to find you for you to get into the lifestyle. You didn't have Facebook and all this technology throwing them in your face. You had to know somebody for them to put you down. So you usually get that with a lot of the old school swingers. You say, well, I got into the lifestyle by a person, not by a group.
Yeah, by way of meaning that person, at first you wasn't interested, and then this person made you more interested into doing this and wanting to try it out.
So you'll see that a lot. You know, that's why I was like, you know, I came up with the stand the maker, you know, because vampires been around for ages, so I feel like, you know, I'm their maker. You know, that's where they came from.
Learn something new every day from the wonderful mind of Trinity Blake.
You know, I got a big imagination. A lot of good words.
Right. Learn something new every day. I was Trinity Maker when she turned on me. Onyx 7 is in the chat. Steph is in the chat. Northern Stars in the chat. Miss Sunshine 62. Mellow. Kevy. Dewell. Brandon Reed. Brandon Reed is on my neck of the woods. I'm going to go. I think he's in Philly. I want to go see him. But he's too shy. He need to get his weight up first. I want to meet up with him.
Preston, you
really?
You have to bring him out of that.
I don't know if I got the maker in me. but I see his pictures on the site where I'm talking about the swingcity.ning.com. He kind of cute.
What's his name again?
He just came in from the gym. His name is Brandon Reed. And he just came in from the gym. So I'm just imagining him all sticky. All right, folks. No, don't even get me started. We got feature guest co-host Miss Dirty Red. I'm going with Miss Dirty Red. Even though everybody know you by Alicia, right?
Alicia.
Okay, Alicia. Oh. We've been pronouncing it wrong, Trinity. Trinity folks.
Right. But everybody knows I have a speech defect, so I would just
blame it. Don't blame it
on
that.
That.
We just pronounced it wrong.
You know who we have in the chat group that we forgot to give a shout out to? We have True, the creator of the jukebox.
I just got a tip. That's my baby, y'all.
Oh, hi, True.
That ain't true.
The juice box. Can I be added to some of these groups? I may not be in y'all neck of the woods, but I want to see what's going on in there. I'm just saying. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. So we're looking for some poke something, some pokers to call in, because I want to know how freaky can a poker get? That's my question. I want to know what y'all be doing. I seen some of the videos, okay, in the group. I'm just saying. I seen the videos. I seen the schlongs. I want to know what's really hood. So y'all need to call in 805-830-8320, press 1. And as I say this, I see somebody with their hand up from the 214.
Okay.
Shout out to the 214. Where is the 214?
Dallas,
baby. Dallas, right? Oh, okay. Just making sure. Can we bring the 214 in real quick?
Sure. I'll bring them over.
All right. 214-5730, state your name, and we already know where you're calling from. And welcome to Swinger State of Mind. Right. And that person do not want to speak.
All right, then.
We have 214-208-5730. They might be on. Oh, I guess not.
Did you just yell out their whole number?
I did.
Yep.
Listen, just put old person on blast. That ain't a hung up. No.
No. Look, I did it before I even realized it. I was like,
like, wait, what are you doing? We can't do that. Yeah, you screamed out that person's whole number.
Okay, if you get a few unknown cell phone calls, my bad. We got people in the Swing City chat already like, I'm about to call. But we can't.
You better not, Onyx. I got to remember to go in and edit that.
Right. Considering we get over 7,000 downloads a month, yeah, okay. We can say pretty much anything else, but, you know, that might be a little bit much.
Video, which one?
And no, I'm not going to call out the name. I already called out the number, so I'm not going to call out the name as well.
All right. I don't know what they talk about. I lost my place in the chat, but when I get back in there, I see two in the pink, one in the stink going down. I don't know what that reference to, but I don't like the vision I just got. Anyway, folks. All right, Trinity. Enough bullshitting. We need to get into our. Help me out, Trinity.
I need to get to your head. I'm trying to figure out where you're going because. Are you drinking again tonight?
I'm not drinking. I swear I'm not. Anyway, I want to ask Miss Dirty Daddy. I like that. Anyway, what attracted you to the lifestyle? I mean, you've been in there for so long, 14 years. Like, what attracted you?
It's a freedom. It's the open spirit of me. I love women, and I love men as well. And once I realized that, you know, we could live a lifestyle and be happy with other couples, it was awesome. Awesome, I tell you.
I have a crush on Dirty Red. Just a little bit crush.
Awesome, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. You have the best pictures on Facebook. I'm like, wow, that's nice.
Check me out. I actually started today, and I was about to add pictures, but I thought I was asleep on you guys, but I will be adding pictures to the site. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, one more question. When you're in a lifestyle, you claim that you said that you were single. Have you ever been in a relationship and also part of a lifestyle?
Yes. Actually, I am separated. My husband is incarcerated. And we, like I said, the lifestyle, we had threesome relationships. Actually, we had one that lasted over 8 years. After he went to prison on me, I became a threesome relationship girlfriend of 10 years. So, yeah, that's me. I love it.
Oh, sounds nice. Sounds nice. All right, folks. We're gonna slide off into a little break and get our composure because my leg won't stop shaking. And we're gonna come back and we're gonna find out what these pokers and what y'all freaking leaking about. You are tuned into Swing and State of Mind Radio Show once again with LaCrush Hearts and Trinity Blake. That number to call in 805-830-8320. Mm-hmm.
stubbornness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Be talking and I'm not even unmuted. Anyway, folks, you tuned in to Swingin' State of Mind radio show by request. I start off the night with Love and Happiness, Al Green, and just keep the mood going with Mercy, Mercy Me by the late, great Marvin Gaye. Trinity, you still with me?
I am still with you. I am in the blind over here having a few technical issues, but I am still on air. I just can't see anything, so it's like being blindfolded.
Oh. I don't know. You might like that.
I know I kind of do, but
I like that.
I still have stuff to do, you know. Yeah. But I know we're talking about next, so I'm all good. We're going to work it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Mello. The music was skipping. That's not the remix on it. I have a lot of screens open, and we're playing it directly from my computer. So sorry about that, folks. That's my fault. My bad. I need two computers. Help me out. okay, so we're on swingcity.ning.com. That's the, T-H-E, swingcity.ning.com. Make a free account. Join us in the chat room. We got Brandon in the chat room. We got Elijah. Hey, he's new. We got Preferred Renee. All right. We got True. We got Kevy. We got Mello. We got Ms. Sunshine. We got Northern Star. We got Onyx. And we got Stefan in the room. Shout out to everybody right now holding us down on the Swing City web chat party. They acting real crazy out there. So now we're back on track. We're ready. We talked about this last week on our last show. We touched on it briefly. We did a show called The Swinger Lifestyle Experience Levels. And we came up with five different levels. And from those five different levels, we all asked what experience level we was at. And, you know, Trinity, she was on her own world. So it'll be interesting to hear what Miss Dirty Red has to say as well.
Maybe you should read them all aloud since I didn't paste them right in the Swing City.
I will. Miss Red, you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, so here go the swing levels, folks. If you know these, you know, definitely call us up, 805-830-8320. Now, the swing levels, level one, you know about the lifestyle, but you've never been to anything lifestyle, no meet and greets, no nothing. Level two, you have participated in more than one party, whether it be a club or a house party. Level three, you have been to parties and you're starting to try new things like threesomes and toys and et cetera, orgies with new people. Okay. Level 4, you are trying level 3 in different area codes. So we're going to bring our toys and our threesomes on the road. And finally, oh, not finally, but level 5, you have completed 1 to 4, and now you are getting to different fetishes. Interesting. So that's what we got for right now. Levels 1 to 5. I know in the future we'll do 6 to 10, but for right now we're doing levels 1 to 5. Where do you think that you fit in with your experience level, Miss Dirty?
I guess I'm about like Trina because all of the above.
Right, we're going to have to do an extra show for those that have been in the lifestyle for like 10-plus years. And, you know, like y'all got y'all whole different spectrum that y'all in. Swing C, post up what level you are, or you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll let you on live. So, Trinity, are you still beyond infinity with the levels?
I am. I've been trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to express the upper levels without scaring people.
Oh.
So I have a tendency to scare people. I'm sure, Red, I'm sure you used to see you say things and people are looking at you like, people do that? Like, yes, people do that. Yes.
Well, you know what? You need to just go all hoes bars. That's my vote. My vote is go all hoes bars and give us something to look forward to, because I feel like if you are past level 3 or if you're serious about your experience with the lifestyle, then you should be open to any and everything, no?
Right. You know, it kind of goes into, you know, if you're a female and you've used your strap on more men than women, you know, that's on a whole nother level. It's just the point where you get off on seeing what you can get other people to do, you're on a whole nother level. You know, once you've pretty much done everything, you're sitting here thinking, how can I get these people to do some of the nasty shit I've done? And you get off on it. It's like a, like, foreplay almost. Like, that's hot. You know, so, because people ask me all the time, what's your fantasy, Trinity? And I'm like, it's not because I lack experience. It's just because I've done a lot of nasty shit. So now it's just a matter of where else can I do it at and who else can I get to do it with me.
Interesting. Shout out to Elijah. He's cutting hair and listening. Gotta like a man, multi-talented. We got a couple of level 2s in the chat room. I've seen that. Kevy said he's a level 4. All right.
Hey.
Different area code. Kevy said he's very open, you know. Northern Star, he's a level 2. Myself, I've said this before, I'm at level 3 trying to get to level 4. I need to go. Well, technically, I do go to different area codes. So, I mean, but it's the tri-state. Duh. We're all connected. That don't count to me. That's like one big state. It don't count to me. But I do go to, like, been to Connecticut, been to Boston. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't count to me. I haven't been to Philly.
Yeah, well, the whole area code thing is mainly, you know, again, once you start playing and you get out there and you do different things, you start getting curious about what you can, you know, what other people are doing in other places.
Right. So that's where I'm at level 4.
Right.
And I moved up a level. I was level 3 trying to get to level 4, but now I realize I'm already at level 4. So now I just, no. I don't know about that fetish thing. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know about
the
fetish thing?
Because when I think of fetish, the one fantasy I have in my mind consists of a strap-on, but I don't want to fuck him. I just want to beat him in his face with it. Like, I just want to make him, I just want to make him gag on it. Like, really, like, no, because I'm fascinated. I like doing oral sex. I love the sucking it. And I just want him to feel what I'm feeling. And I just grab the back of his head and take that.
That's my type of shit.
Like, I think that would really fascinate me. I don't want to fuck you in your ass. I just want you to suck my cock. Anyway,
I
want to
do it all.
Callers.
I want you to suck my cock. I want you to bend over and let me grind in your ass. And I want to, you know, jack off. I want to milk your prostate, you know. I want to do all that.
All that. Mm. I don't want to get there. I'm scared something brown might come out. I don't want to fuck with it. Anyway, I got a low tolerance for pain. I really do, like, seriously speaking. But we have callers. We're going to go down the order of what you called. 214-5730. We're going to try you once more. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, I'm just going to hang you up. We also
That's
got the spooky. Yeah, I just hang you up, make you call back. Okay, we got the 919-0274. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina in the building. What's your name is?
Name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey. Swinging state of mind. I'm LaCrush Hearts. I have Trinity Blake and I have our guest co-host, Miss Dirty Red. Now,
hey, baby.
Hey, baby. How are
Hello.
You?
Oh, gosh. Think I took out the sexy voice. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, you've been listening to the show. I just explained the different levels. What would you say is your experience level?
One. Yes.
You haven't been to anything lifestyle yet?
I just met someone a couple weeks ago, I think.
Oh.
You have a name?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Trinity.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to be his maker.
Oh. Ooh. Are you getting ready for level two, Jeffrey?
Do what now?
Are you getting ready for level two?
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm telling you, it's going to be like hyperdrive. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to a party. The next show, by next week, you're going to be calling me, talking about you at level five already.
Well,
but, you know, having sex on me is like a party.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Good grief. All right, Jeffrey. Look at her.
Is she blushing?
I
don't know
blushing.
If that's what you call blushing. I don't know.
What you call it then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do. She's blushing.
Oh, it's like that. Okay,
I don't know.
Well, you know what? It has been a while, and he has a big old fat
black
cock.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we have to do the definition of a penis.
Been a while,
so we can find
and
out.
He has a big old fat black cock.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out to that echo.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right, I'll Mr. Jeffrey.
That.
I got some other callers I need to get to.
Do your thing,
baby. Hold a second. Appreciate you for calling. Right now, we're going to get into the 201-8930. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Sunshine from and Onyx. We're here together.
Ow.
From sunny Florida.
Florida in the building. What's going on,
Hi,
ladies?
Hey, babe.
Why don't I got my number? I want to be shouted out. Okay, Onyx and Miss Sunshine, what level is y'all on?
Well, we both said level five in the chat. So I just, this is Sunshine, and I just want to say, I was new to the lifestyle a year ago, and I've moved up those many levels in that time. I am an admin in one of our groups. So, here, you can move up pretty fast.
Well, we like y'all. What's the name of y'all group?
It's called Cream here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we are the Cream Team Queens.
Like cream on top of you, or like cream?
Like cream. Okay. Get on top. Ow.
Okay. They got jingles and shit? What? Y'all doing it like that in Florida? All right now. They got jingles and
theme
songs and stuff? Okay.
Let me tell you something. Y'all need to come down to Florida, because the queens go hard. I mean, we go hard in the paint.
Ooh.
All day. This shit starts early, and it ends early in the morning. After the nightfall, 2 days, 3 days later, we done forgot the date and shit. And, you know, all kinds of shit go down in Florida. You know, it's hot. I guess it's the sun. It's hot. So we forget shit, and, you know, we forget where we at. And shit might happen in a bowling alley or a damn pool hall or something, and they put our ass out. You know, it just depends. But it goes down with Cream, just letting you know. And my level, I'm a five beyond.
Right. So we're going to have to do a show like that, Trini. I think we got enough experienced swingers here that can really get through 6 to 10. So I think that should be a show we look into soon.
Right.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Miss Sunshine and Onyx from Florida. Really do appreciate y'all tuning in and calling up. Woo. All right. So we got Cream in the building. We got the Juice Box in the building. We got Poke Something in the building. And we got the Swing City in the building. All right. 903-0591. State your name, where you calling from.
My name's Craig. I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Craig. What part of Texas?
East Texas, just east of Dallas.
We got the line, Craig. Nah. Welcome to the show. Swinger State of Mind. You're on the air with myself, LaCrush Hearts, Trinity Blake, and Ms. Dirty Red from Poke Something. So we're talking about swinger levels. What is yours?
Well, I'm not familiar with your scale, so I would have to ask.
Okay. No problem. I can reiterate those for you. Level one, you know about the lifestyle, but have never been to anything lifestyle. Level two, you have participated in more than one party, club, or house party. Level three, you have been to parties and started to try new things like threesomes and toys and orgies and stuff like that with new people. Level four, you are trying levels three in different area codes. And level five, you have completed 1 to 4, and now you are getting into different fetishes.
I would say level five then.
Ooh.
All right.
How long have you been in the lifestyle?
I've been in the lifestyle 15 years.
Oh. And are you a single guy or coupled?
I'm a married man.
Nice. And she participates with you?
No, ma'am. She was born without a vagina.
What?
And, yeah, it's called vaginal agenesis.
Uh-huh.
And so she does not participate, but she does not stop me from finding my joy.
Oh.
She's
okay.
Very supportive. She knows that I love her and I'm not going to leave her. That, you know, I enjoy what feels good, and I enjoy feeling good, and since she can't participate, she allows me the freedom to go out and find what I like.
That is so sweet.
Come home happy.
That's love right there. That's love.
That's what that is. And
you
have to have a lot of trust.
They say they love you, Craig.
They love you, Craig.
I am
what
I
love you. Jackson, Florida is feeling you, Craig.
Well, I love everyone. Just give me a chance.
All right. Well, Craig, are you a part of any groups or anything like that right now? Like, how did you find out about us?
Well, I found out about you on Blog Talk Radio. I was looking through the list of on-air shows and found you, and I'm interested. And so here I am.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We talk about a little bit of everything.
Oof. I'll count on it.
So I got a few more callers I need to get to. I'm going to put you back on hold. You know how this works.
Yes,
we're in the chat room at theswingcity.ning.com. It's a swinger social network. It's free to sign up. It'll always be free. And you can join the chat room and speak to our 12 sexy swinger, lifestyler, friendly people in there. Oof. Everybody.
I'm headed there now.
Okay. The swing, T-H-E, swingcity.ning.com.
Ooh,
okay.
Where's that picture? Damn.
Where?
On the Swing City poster here, right up front.
He moves quick.
I know, right?
That's how we do. We go straight from there right into the social site. That's actually me. On the
that's
flyer.
Looking good.
Thank you. I'm lying. That's not me. That's a model.
That's just some artwork.
The chat room is right on the front page when you get online, and they're chatting right now, so be sure to introduce yourself when you get on, because I'm sure people have a lot of questions, and they would love to chat with you.
Well, I'll be there in just a second.
Okay, great.
Right. They need, I'm going to need Craig to focus. They like, hi, Craig. They look, they're waiting for you over there to chat. Folks, y'all tuned into Swinger State of Mind radio show. I see you, callers. We're going to get to y'all. I'm coming. Don't be mad at me. We got the 469-4805. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to Swinger State of Mind radio show.
This is Elijah, and I'm calling from Dallas.
Hey, Elijah, and everybody, he couldn't hear.
Yeah, well, I'm taking a break right now. What's going on?
Oh,
what's
okay,
going
okay,
on?
Okay, okay. I don't have no crooked parts.
No, not at all. I don't do crooked parts.
Been nipped up too much in the back.
Nah.
What's going on, Elijah? How you doing?
I'm good, Mama. You know, getting this money like always. I've been meaning to tune in, so I finally had the time. So I put my earpiece in and I'm listening in while I'm doing my work.
Oh, okay. You need to put us on the speaker so everybody can listen to us. No.
Well, it's just me right now. I just finished up a client. I got about 30 minutes till my next one comes in. So I'm giving y'all my undivided.
Okay, okay. Sounds like a plan to me. All
right,
right. So, Elijah, you're on the air with Trinity Blake and Ms. Dirty Red and myself, A Crush Hearts. And tonight we're talking about swinger levels. And I went through them, levels 1 to 5. Did you hear them
right.
all?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what about you? Where do you think you at?
I would say I'm a 4. The fetish I have, I'm a pleaser by nature, you know, so I get off by you getting off, so that's my fetish. So you can call me a 5, but I say a 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I guess we're on the same level.
Yeah, we're on the same level.
They're going in the chat room. I know I got to keep them involved. Onyx is saying you need to add your picture so they can see what
yes,
you
I do.
Like.
I'm going to do that.
Right.
I'm
you say you need
to people in Florida because I'm still honest. I'm from Lakeland, you know, so I know where they're at in Jacksonville. And actually, my T-Jones just moved to Brooklyn, so I might have to take me a trip, too.
LBK in the building. Okay, yeah, they said you need to, you're in the shop masturbating. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever masturbated in the shop? No.
Uh-huh.
But if they wanted to come help me. If they wanted to come to the top and help me masturbate, that would be...
Yeah, it's something about the sound of clippers, you know.
Is it the vibration against your skin?
Maybe that's it. You know, we need to go to the bag and be like, I need to get my hair cut, but down there.
Yeah, I can trim your ends, fade you up a little bit.
Yeah, fade me up, do me right.
Oh, I will. So a nice ass design and everything.
Oh. Okay.
I need some initials in my vagina hair, my vintage vagina hair.
I got you.
Right. They said Cream is waiting for you, and Mello says she need a kitty cut.
Okay,
hey, Craig. Craig Taylor's in the building. I see you, Craig. All right. So, Elijah, bring that long dick. They want you to bring it, Onyx 7. Mm.
I can do that. We can definitely make that happen. I got a little hideout in Lakeland, so I might have to take me a trip, you know.
Not a little hideout.
A little hideout, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let me find out.
That is very possible. That is very possible.
I'm going to look through your window.
Don't look through the window. It's open. Why don't you just come on in?
Well, at first I like to look.
Okay.
I'm a role play like a voyeur.
Well, okay. Well,
now
I'm going to pretend like I
went over that last week.
I'm
that's why
like,
I'm
going to
role play like a voyeur. Right. Pretend like you sleep, and then, like, you know, the covers fall off, and your dick is hard, and I walk in, and, you know. It's kind of like that scene from the vintage porn show, Taboo, and the. Never mind. Go ahead, crush it over.
Oh, right.
It's nothing like
they
walking into the room and a guy's dick is hard sticking up and you're thinking, what to do first.
Well, I'm sure you're an intelligent woman that can come up with a few ideas.
Oh. Well,
I'm gonna play with
they want me to ask you this one last question. I'm going to have to let you go. They want me to ask you, how did you get into the lifestyle?
I got into the lifestyle from a coworker when I was staying in Florida. Got into a party, took me to a party. He was just like, man, you need to come check it out. You might like it. Went, liked it. I actually was in a year and a half long relationship with two females. Until
at the
I
same
moved
damn time?
Yeah, the same damn time. Stayed in the same house, slept in the same bed.
I want to go with you.
I want to do that. Look, I want to do that. Nah, honey, I got a headache. Go to her. All right, Elijah. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us. You can go back to the chat room and add you a picture. That's your
definitely going to do that.
Right, because we want to see what you look like.
Right,
I
no
want
problem.
To see that long
that
dick. That's what I want to see.
Ooh.
Really?
Well, the girl.
Okay, who said that? Who said that?
Trinity.
This is Trinity, and I was just wondering if you could ever be so kind and let me look at your cock.
Trinity, you can look at my cock while I fade your hair, baby.
Oh, yes. Yes. I like that.
But I think we in a few groups together, so yeah. We could definitely make that happen.
I want to be in a few groups together. Just saying. Can somebody add me? My name is LaCrush Hearts, LaKrush. Okay.
I'm going to come to Brooklyn. I'm going to make a specific group just for you.
I'm making one now. It's going to be called the Kiss Lounge Swingers. So that's coming real soon. Anyway.
Have you ever sweated in the snow?
Huh?
Have you ever sweated in the snow?
Oh, wow.
No. Hell no. Mm. Okay. I don't do cold weather.
But it's cold up there right now, yeah? Or has it got cold?
Exactly. I'm sitting next to the oven. No, I'm just playing.
Really?
You
need
no.
to sit next to me. I'm warm.
Mm-hmm. But you all the way over there.
Like I said.
Hey, Mandy and Casey.
I got fire, Mom.
All right. I'm going to let you go, Elijah. I got some other callers I need to get to, Mama. I mean... Dad.
Really?
Dad. Okay, let me go.
Right,
see,
please.
You got me all discombobulated now. Let me go.
I ain't did nothing yet.
I know, but you play too much. It's been a while.
Not playing.
It's been a while.
All right, sweetie. I have a good one.
You too.
Bye, babe.
All right.
See
you. There you go. All right. So, we got our feature guest co-host, Dirty Red, in the building. As soon as I find her, she disappeared on me.
Her call dropped. She's still in chat,
okay,
but her call dropped.
No, I got her. I got her. Okay. Hey, Miss Dirty Red, you been quiet over there, girl.
Y'all left me. Eli's cock is worth watching, girl, and feeling. Oh, my.
Okay.
Living
so
witness.
You know him, huh?
Living witness. Okay, I'm sorry. I lost my call. I'm back.
Okay, welcome back.
He didn't drop the phone. He was like, damn it.
Oh. All right, we got a few more callers we want to get to, and then we're going to go and find out what's going on in the chat room. We got the 214-5730. You call back again. You better say something this time. 5730.
I'm here.
What's your name is?
Oh, my God.
What's your name is?
Right. What's your name is? What's your name?
What?
Robert.
Hello?
Okay, what's wrong with your phone? Close to the mic. What's your name?
My name is Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Oh.
How are you, sir?
Stop playing Cleveland.
Yeah, your phone raggedy.
Cleveland, take your mouth off the phone and talk to us.
Okay, it's off the phone. Ooh.
There
hey.
You go.
Now you sound like somebody I can talk to. Welcome to Swingin' State of Mind radio show. Okay.
I think Cleveland is smoking something.
While we can't hear you need to go fix that phone, and then you need to come right back, because I got some other calls that I need to go to. I'm not going to sit up here and
say that is funny.
We got another 214. I hope your phone is not raggedy. 7332. What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to Swingin' State of Mind Radio.
Hi, this is True for the creator of the Juice Box.
Hey, Juice Box, True.
Hey, y'all. What's up with you? Hey, Dirty Red, nigga. That's my nigga over there.
That's my nigga.
Hey,
I hear that.
Hey, this is what this is. Ain't no level on this motherfucker that I ain't completed. I'm a level 1,000. Ask Dirty Red, she can't
get you. You got a level 1,000.
Well, hey, now.
Hey, that's my nigga.
Hey, boss lady, tell him what level I'm at.
Well, as I stated, I fuck with the real, and that one right there is beyond number 5.
Oh, that's the truth.
Me and my girl Tiance here are listening to y'all on the radio. We like it. You know,
hi, Tiance.
Hey, Tiance. How you doing,
hey,
my friend? Don't be scared to call us from your phone.
We up here doing what it do, you know. We be on them things, and you know, be smoking all that kind of shit. We be exploring little different things, you know. This is my baby.
Well, you know what? The Juice Box. You guys just had your first party this past weekend, right?
Yes, we sure did. The Juice Box had their first party. Our next party is on November 10th with the Wet House.
Okay.
I'm so mad. That's my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it was our break in party. It was our first time promoting a party. Like I said, I had started with the Honey Nest, and then Dirty Red started to poke something. And she actually, we were sitting in my studio. She was laughing hard as hell, and I say, "Damn girl, what the fuck you laughing at on Facebook? That damn funny." And she say, "My homeboys and them in this group." And she say, "I'll add you." And ever since that day, I went from her adding me to a group to being a creator of my own group to now promoting parties and stuff. So I guess she kind of introduced me into this thing here. Oh yeah, and my fetish, Dirty Red. What's my fetish?
Oh goodness.
Beautiful feet. Beautiful feet.
Beautiful feet. You got damn right. I like feet. I suck toes. I fuck whatever. I don't give a damn. I'm
okay.
That nigga say, "Damn, that's a nasty nigga." That's me.
All right.
He caught my feet in the club one night. I was like, "Hey."
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hope that y'all are coming out Saturday with us, True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here chilling. We enjoying the show.
I'm
up here to give Trinity and Dirty Red my support.
Oh, I'm just not with any, right? Don't want to support you.
I give my support to everybody who's making this right here happen.
So
thank you, Truth.
Yes, but it was nice talking to y'all. I appreciate y'all letting me get
thank
on here.
Thank you, Truth, for calling in. We really do appreciate the support.
I do feel some type of way right now.
Like, y'all was some left field right now. First of all, y'all tuned into Wild Out Wednesdays on Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake and LaCrush Hart. Hello. Y'all acting like I'm not even in the room. It's all right. Next week won't be no show. Yeah. Anyway, phonefantasyradio.com is my website. I'm on the Swing City. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Can y'all hook me up? Y'all sharing phone numbers. Nobody asked me for my phone number. Feeling some type of way. I'm just saying.
I have your number.
Right, we're about to do a drive-by call, just call Crush on some random shit. What you going to crush?
We're going to do prank calls next week because everybody want to be posting numbers. We just going to call y'all. Like, y'all don't call us, we're going to call y'all next week.
I'm going to prank call some people.
We can do that. It's possible. All right, folks. We didn't even do our daily quickie. We going to recap and tell y'all what we've been doing for the last hour, so we just missed the whole top of the hour. We're already at 10:12 p.m. Eastern, 9:12 p.m. Central, and 7:12 p.m. Pacific. Okay, so this is Swinger State of Mind radio show. This is Wild Out Wednesday, and we've been wilding out. We're going to give y'all a little recap of what's been going on. First off, we have special guest co-host in the building, the creator of Poke Something, Miss Dirty Red. She's holding us down right now. She's representing for the Poke Something crew. We need them to get in here. I haven't heard from nobody from Poke Something. Sheesh.
Nobody from Poke Something is calling.
They acting up. We got Poke-a-Palooza going down October 20th, the official meet and greet for Poke Something at the Lifestyle Lounge Saturdays. So y'all definitely, if y'all in the area, y'all need to go check that out. Get on the RSVP list, contact Trinity, find out how y'all can do that, and go have y'all some fun. Take pictures so we can put them up on our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and in our Facebook page, and we can show y'all off. Also, what I was going to say? Oh, we were talking about swinger experience levels, 1 to 5. Everybody stated what they was doing and having a good time. And I see y'all callers. I see we have 2 more callers that we can get to, but we're going to take y'all for the next segment. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take us a little break and go get some water because my throat is parched. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. Listen, if you've been on the phone already, I need you to press 1. And then when we come back, I need you to press 1 again if you'd like to speak with us. So if you've been already on the phone, we talk to you, just do us a favor and press 1 so we can get you out of queue. And, continue on to our show. So right now I'm going to play some music. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. Right. Abracadabra.
Yes, ma'am.
Abracadabra.
Okay.
Yeah, living it and giving it to you real, baby, come on. Every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we're gonna shine. Make your body wine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, I'm regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours, how we do it. Thinking your people just when about to get busy, because you know that we always get your all. What you say? You wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry, cause you'll be ready to flow. More, you could not always put your on. And go to spot to the very second I'm gone. Catch you grip on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooling, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna. love to you until your orgasm has an orgasm. Tonight, I'll intentionally give you every inch of me. Cause you to drench the sheets, clench your teeth while I make love to you sensually. Eventually, feel your pelvic throbbing. I'll have your head bobbing, knob slobbing, have the bed rocking till your neighbors come knocking. I want you to come so hard that you call your doctor and tell him he needs to prescribe you a med. Leave the sheets so wet you think you peed the bed. Now close your eyes. Visualize my tongue taking the trip towards the inner region of your hips. Fantasize feeling my warm tongue flick the tip of your clit. You can't escape my strong grip. So just lay back as my mouth savors every sip of the love juice that drips from in between your coochie lips. And I can tell you're excited because your clit is beginning to swell. And you're naturally wet, there's no need for lubricant gel. Now fantasize feeling my fingertips fondling your erect nipples while I slowly slide every inch of me inside of you, causing your body to shudder while I hone in on your G-spot. And I'm penetrating you with slow, deep strokes. Suddenly you feel an increase in your pulse. Anticipation begins to peak, and within minutes, your body begins to convulse. Now make eye contact with me while our bodies rock rhythmically. You moan in pleasure with each deep thrust, and I'm bending my back swiftly, urging you to bust. That's it, baby, get your nut. And I quicken my pace. Your hips gyrate while I penetrate deeper, and within minutes, your wet womanhood pulsates. Wet waves of pleasure and satisfaction come gushing out of your floodgates, and I hear you screaming. I feel you squirting. Don't worry about wetting the sheets. Women also deserve to speak. Moments later, I hear you whisper that squirting is the closest thing you've ever felt to paradise. Rest for now, because later tonight, I intend to make you squirt. Swallow.
Yes, yes. That's the get nasty music. Ooh, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back to Swinger State of Mind. You are tuning in with your girl Trinity Blake and La Crush Hearts and our featured guest host Dirty Red from Poke Something. We're having a great night. If you want to call and speak live to us, you want to speak nasty to us, dial 805-830-8320. Press 1 to touch us. Press 1 to talk to us. Press 1 to inspire us to do something we have not done tonight. So I'm taking it all in right now. thank you. Special, special shout-out to the Swing City. The virtual party is off the chain. We got some people in there. Let's see. We got Brandon, Carla, Desi and Jay. We got Mandy Candy, Marcus, UPF. The Cure is in the building. We have Spill Will. Now, if you guys have not met Spill Will, one day I hope you do because he is amazing. We got True from the Juice Box, Honest from Florida, representing the Cream Team, and we have Mellow Mellow calling all the way from Maryland. I can just go on and on, but I want to thank you guys all for calling in. Shout out to Kismet. I think I got some of you. I know I haven't got all of you, but I don't know if everyone got the flyer that we put out about Esther Read All About It. We had a lot of hot topics that we wanted to talk about. And one of the main features for tonight was the interview with Magnificent. Now, some people was curious to exactly who Magnificent was if you're not in the Dallas area, but Magnificent is the group owner, one of the largest lifestyle-friendly groups in the DFW area. It's over 10,000. And he's one of the promoters on Thursday night for Colette, which used to be called Iniquity. Even though the group gets, you know, keeps getting shut down, a lot of people are familiar with it all over the country. But tonight he was supposed to be on air live to talk about all the rumors, you know, with the arrest and why he was arrested, what's going on with his group, how's his comeback going. But it seems that he did not make it into the show. I guess that's just
radio. Sometimes they come on and sometimes they don't. You know, I had confirmed him to be on, but I guess he just wasn't ready to talk about it at this time. With that being, I know, side eye, yeah, just, hey, I thought I had it confirmed. I spoke to him earlier. He said he was going to be on. I was like, we want to hear your side, and he stood me up. Were you saying something, Red?
Yeah, no.
So it's kind of like a... it's a boo moment, but, you know, it's okay. So what I decided to do, since he's not going to be here, Crash, I hope you're ready for this part, but, you know, everybody on Swinger State of Mind knows, huh? Well, I was thinking in place of him not being here, you know, I was going to go ahead and talk about the hot topic that we had on the newsletter. And we were, the question was, is there, everybody knows on Saturday night, I promote the Lifestyle Lounge at Outer Limits. There's been a lot of scandal going on about it. And at first, we were going to actually get on and blast a few people, but I think me and Crush have been through a lot today. Let's just say there is no takeover at the Lifestyle Lounge at Outer Limits on Saturday night. I am still your MC. We're still trying to keep it sexy. We're going to stay away from all the nastiness and slandering that can get in with the whole promoter thing. Crush is ready to crush, you know. But there is no takeover. There is no other promoter. There are no other contracts. It's just me. It's just Outer Limits, the manager, and the owner. We're going to keep it classy. So, regardless of what you hear, it's just me, and we're doing our thing. We're taking our time, and we're building it slow. So, on Saturday nights, if you want to come in, you want to hear some W Fresh the Show, some Keith Sweat, some Lisa Stansfield, been around the world, whatever you want to hear, you come in. We're going to kick it. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some live entertainment, but I'm going to keep doing things the way I like to do it and try to practice business with integrity, and I hope you guys can come out and support me. But this weekend, we're having the official meet and greet for Poke Something. And Lady Dirty Red is going to be our guest MC, so she's definitely going to be wrapping the building. I hope she's half naked when she comes. in my mind, I have dressed her in little to nothing.
Let's get naked.
Not all the way naked, but like just enough where it's barely hanging on.
She wants you to dress in floss.
I believe
floss and threads. That's all you need to have on. Floss and threads.
I believe that one for you.
Right, and some pumps and some earrings and a necklace.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are always talking about, you know, the prices and how much it costs to get in. You know, there's always parties going on all across the city. I always say pick the party that's most comfortable for you. But at the Lifestyle Lounge, as long as you get there before 11, there's a discount for everybody to fit anybody's budget. So you can, you know, go hard without going too hard on your wallet.
You can go hard without going too hard on your wallet. That sounds like
right.
A slogan. Doesn't that sound like a slogan? Does that mean that's the Lifestyle slogan, Trinity?
Go hard without going too hard on your wallet. You know, hey, but I will tell anybody, it costs to play. You know, even if you're not going to parties or events, when you get into those levels, you're going to have to dig into your pocketbook and get really, really creative. So it's going to cost because you want to get new shoes, new costumes, new props, new toys.
Costumes,
you know. I mean,
it goes hard.
I might have a theme. You need to play the doctor. I'm going to play the nurse. You know, we're going to play hospital. We're going to play operation, but there are no buzzards.
Don't touch my walls.
I'm touching everything. You know, you go into your bedroom, you think, oh, I want to swing. Speaking of swings, I want to give a shout out to Kim of Bonnie and Claude. She came off the Saturday, but I wasn't there. She's feeling better. She had a tragic accident at a swing party. On a swing at a swing party. Yeah, she actually broke her she dislocated her jaw. So, you know, we always, you know, practice safe sex, not just with contraceptives, but for your safety as well. Check those harnesses, check those swings before you jump in them. You know, check the bed risers before you start jumping on a bed, because we don't need you guys getting hurt.
Mm-mm.
Definitely needs you guys
Onyx
to stay
said,
healthy.
Kim, you need to drink some Red Bull.
Yeah, and be careful with those energy drinks. You don't want to be going too fast and, you know, pop a blood vessel.
Uh-huh.
You know, but something I was, when I went to Maryland this past weekend, one of the guys, my friend's boyfriend, his best friend owns a toy store. And I went into the toy store and I was looking at anal beads because I've been looking for a set of beads to put inside my vagina.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Are you
What's
gonna
so funny about that?
Are you going to be doing your Kegel exercises?
Well, I just want to kind of walk around with them all night and, you know, give them to somebody so they can carry them.
I'm done.
Is that too much?
Yes. No. I see somebody take like 300 feet out of their pussy, so I mean, hey.
I'm not talking like Mardi Gras beads.
I'm talking about, yeah, she sat up there, she pulled them out of her out of her pussy at a party. Now, shout out to her.
I'm just thinking, you know, 4 or 5 balls, holding my vagina, you know, while I'm at the club, and then, you know, just kind of like a party favorite.
I see somebody spit an 8-ball out. Do that count?
No, I'm not holding a cue ball or 8-ball in my vagina.
Well, spit it out. Damn.
I don't want to spit it out. I want somebody to find it and take it out slowly.
Oh.
Maybe put a finger in my ass at the same time and kiss me passionately as they pull out my string of balls out of my pussy.
Oh. No good. I was scared something get lost.
No, that's what they're made for. Like,
they don't get called anal beads.
No, just kind of, you know, pulling the balls in there's like a little pull and be like, you know, whoever turns me on can pull my string, you know.
If you had a
that's
baby,
what I
you
want.
Could handle a cue ball. I don't know about walking around with a cue ball. What if I fell? Or sat the wrong way. That would hurt.
I do not recommend putting any balls from the pool table in your vagina. Do not try that at home. And that is.
Oh, but you recommend put a string of beads in there.
But the string of beads are made. They're made for your vagina. And, you know, while I'm on that, you know, my birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. So if you look at the bottom of the Swing City, there's an Adam and Eve link on there, just click on it, and they have all types of toys for less than $5. I think that'd be a great gift for Trinity Blake come November 2nd. The gift that keeps on giving, but is not bad, it's good. I want a string of balls to put in my pussy.
My birthday coming up too.
So,
you didn't shout me out.
You know what? You have been on that
you know
all
what?
Night.
I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up since this is a Texas takeover, and I'm in New York. I'm feeling some type of way. I think I should just hang up. Off of the line.
Well, my birthday is coming up before your birthday. That's all.
No, it's only like a week.
Well, you know, but I do want to let everybody know my birthday party is going to be on Friday, November the 2nd, and I'm going back to what I do best outside of the club, and that's nasty-ass house parties. I was going to call it Let's Just Fuck, but Crush was like, that's not very classy. So I changed it to The Occasion, but it's really about us fucking. So, yeah, I want all the nasty people in Dallas to come to my birthday party and bring me balls on a string to put in my pussy.
Wait, can I cut you off, though?
What?
Can I cut you off about that? Ah, cutting you off. Because you did that to me when I was talking about my party. You cut me off. Like, we're not getting to that right now. Now all of a sudden we get into parties. Ah. I'm just saying. Okay, we can talk about it now.
Again, my birthday is before your birthday. I didn't mean to cut you off, but feel free to tell everybody about your birthday.
No, never mind. Tell everybody.
You know what? Don't make me
not
kick you.
Look, tell everybody when we're not here.
Do not make me kick you.
Your leg's too short.
I have very, very long legs.
You all the way over there, remember?
He has very, very long legs. Yeah. Oh, my. I was, like, so shocked when I saw you the very first time because I really didn't know your legs were that long. That was so nice.
Thank you.
Mello, really? Really, Mello? You going to do me like that?
Yeah, Honest. I don't know if you guys have seen Honest legs, but those milk chocolate, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful legs. Yeah, I can just lick Honest, just unwrap her and lick her a couple times. I can lick a lot of people though, and a lot of things. So that's just a whole other.
That's a whole other show. We didn't get that far. We're not at the levels on the show. We're not at the level 5 yet for the show. We're still at level 3. The show's at level 3.
And we encourage you on Swinger State of Mind to work on those levels. We want to help you get to the next level. If you ever need some assistance, hit me up on Facebook or the Swing City, and I'll be more than happy to help you get to the level in infinity. I want to take you further. You know, I don't know if you guys ever watched the movie about Superfly. You know, if you just believe in me, if you trust me and follow me together, you and I, we can reach the stars. What, Crash? You've been doing a lot of heavy breathing. What?
Listen, I got a small nose and a big body. That's a lot of air. So it's my little hole. Okay, so let me go ahead and shout out the room because that's just some awesome shit. We got Brandon Reed, and we have Celibacy who joined the chat. We got Craig, we got Desi, we got NJ, we got Kismet, we got me, we got Mandy, we got Marcus, we got Mello, we got Mr. UPF, the Cure himself, Miss New Booty, and we got Miss Sunshine, Northern Star, Onyx, Renee, Suki, and Mike. And we got Steph, and we got Trinity, and we have, last but definitely not least, True, Mr. Thousand Level.
I like that. I mean, what all you got to do to get to level 1,000? That's going to take me a little while to write. I'm going to have to do a lot of writing to get to 1,000.
After a while, you're going to start counting by fucking 20s, like level 20, level 80, level 40. Oh, jeez. Like, That's just too much work.
Like, if you have produced at least 12 ounces of cum, and yeah, that's
Wait,
a lot.
What?
What's kind of corny, Mandy? Mandy's talking to me on the chat room, but I'm not sure what she's talking about.
Oh. That's kind of corny, Trin.
Oh, the 100 comments? No, the 1,000 comments? Oh, the Superfly shit. See, she ain't never seen it. She ain't never seen the movie.
Oh.
Y'all never saw the movie when he was talking to the bottom bitch?
Mm-mm.
And he was never mind. That's a vintage in me. Never mind.
Whatever, Mr. UPF. Don't give me that. All right, so I got some questions. We're trying to get Miss Sexy in the chat room right now, Miss Dirty. The chat room should be on the front page. Once again, that site is theswingcity.ning.com, theswingcity.ning.com. That's where we at. TheSwingCity.com. I'm awesome. I just wanted to let y'all know that. Since everybody want to be from Texas tonight, nobody want to be from New York. I don't care. I'm still awesome. Okay. All right, so I got a question for everybody, and y'all can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. My question, and this is for the men. Men, y'all need to call up. Y'all need to let me know. Y'all need to call up and let me know. Oh, right, I need to tell y'all what we're about to do right now, because it is that time of the evening.
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time. Orgy, 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 orgy.
Okay, this is the listener random question, but guess what? I got a random question for the men. My question for the men, can or do men fake it? And if so, how and why? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Dirty Red, you've been around the block, down the block, up the corner. What do you think? Do you think it's possible? Do you think they do it? Do you think they can do it? Okay. Am I missing people? Wait on. We got so many numbers. Hey, to everybody listening. I lost her. Okay. Trinity, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay. We lost Dirty Red. I didn't notice that. Sorry, Red. Okay, we lost Red. My question for you, Trinity, can men fake it?
I've heard men talk about faking, you know, they fake their orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had guys fake it with sex in general. They'll say, like, I'm not trying to give it to you all. When their dick isn't actually hard, it's like you're faking. Like, that is it. Like, but yeah, guys can fake. They can definitely fake.
Okay, so
I don't know why they would waste so much energy, but you know, but
well,
I'm not gonna stop and look at your condom.
Oh,
I'm not gonna check your nuts spilling your condom, but you know, I can see them want to do that.
All right, so I got a couple of mixed answers. I got men can do fake it from Desi. We got Brandon Reed. He says yes. Craig, he just lost. Mr. UPS gave me the side eye. Mandy said condoms make it easy. Craig said I nut, no faking. And who is a condom checker? I am.
What I was saying was, are you really gonna check a dude's condom to check his nut spill?
I just check to see if he did anything in there. I do. I have. I'm just saying I have. I don't do it all the time, but I have.
A lot of times, and you know, sometimes you just made the point, you feel it.
You be like, for real? Like, it doesn't be, it don't mean like I really check to see. But I really like, you know, sometimes dudes, yeah, I do come so quick, and it's like, you got to look in there like, for real, dude? Like, you really came? Like, really, that's it? Like, I'm so in, you know, disbelief. Like, really, that's it? You know, they always come at the wrong time. Dude, when I say keep going, that don't mean stop. Kind of bullshit. 805-830-8320. Okay, we got some callers in here we need to get to. The 210 been holding on for a long time. 210-5958. What's your name and where you calling from, and welcome to the show?
They call me the doctor.
Oh,
hey, baby.
Hey, how you doing, baby girl?
Oh.
Long time no hear.
Oh, you know him. Oh.
Yeah, I'm
all right,
calling
doctor.
From Louisiana.
Where are you calling from, doctor?
Calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana. I know that's right. What part?
Over there in by Fort Polk.
Yeah, I don't know what that's at, but I just wanted to ask. Anyway, so
I have to say hello to the doctor. Many people on the Swing City know who the doctor is, and we've made great movies together. If you ever see my movies on Facebook, that is he that I am sucking on. Go ahead, crush.
Go ahead, finish them.
No, I was just letting them know that's the same doctor, the doctor that I was sucking on.
Mm-hmm. And we had to know that because what?
Because it was beautiful.
Oh, so go ahead, finish.
No, I just wanted to hit up on your question that you have for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a guy. Yeah, I faked it myself. Sometimes you got to do it because you've been out drinking all night or you've been out doing other things that you're supposed to be doing. And too long, you're looking at her, she's looking at you. You need to hurry the hell up. So, of course, we fake it sometimes.
Really? Okay, so when you nut, you don't actually orgasm. I guess that's my thing, right?
Yeah.
So you just nut. You just let it out. That's like a woman getting wet, so that's just like a nut for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Why
thank you so much, Doctor. Huh?
I said, why I get quiet all of a sudden? A guy come on the show, y'all want to get quiet.
I don't know. I don't know why I got quiet.
I'm still here.
Oh, I was trying to get, actually, you know what, I was distracted because I was trying to get Miss Dirty Red back into the mix of things. Miss Dirty Red, you with me?
I'm human.
Oh, don't sound like that. Well, thank you, Doctor, for calling in. We appreciate your support and input.
No problem.
Maybe I'll go Google some videos and see you in action.
Go ahead. Might want to meet me one day.
Oh, you would definitely want to meet him. Ugh.
Yeah, sounds good.
It sounds good. It looks good. It tastes good.
Yeah. We get it, Trinity.
I can't help it. I haven't done it in a while. I've been telling people I'm going to wait till my birthday before I, you know, really, really get it in. So I've just been a little bit horny. But I do want to tell everybody, you know, I was telling you guys, and thank you, Doctor. I will be calling you later. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple more minutes left on the show, and I want to make sure that you guys get an opportunity to speak to the Magnificent, the alter ego. He is on the air. Hello, Magnificent.
Hey, what's going on, Tran? What's up, everybody?
Hi, missed this interview, and I had a lot of questions.
Hey, Meg.
Go ahead.
Well, hey, if you got time for a few questions, go ahead. But if not, we can definitely reschedule and I'll get back with you next week for sure.
Yeah, I think people definitely want to hear. We're going to need more time than a few minutes.
Okay, right. I'll definitely be ready for you next week.
They want to do it now. We don't have enough time, Mandy. And Mello says you're very sexy, Mag.
Oh, tell Mello I said what's up, and she's very sexy as well.
Well, they can actually hear you. We are broadcasting live on the Swing City, and we're chatting.
Mello.
Huh?
I said, well, thank you, Mello. You're very sexy as well. Looking forward to seeing you again.
But I just wanted to make sure we bring on Living Over He Was here. We will be rescheduling him. We have 2 more minutes left to the end of the show. Crush. What do we have up next before we get ready to tune up?
What do we have up next before we get ready to tune up? Some music.
Do we have any other updates?
Updates. Well, we have the Honey Suite, which comes on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Which I have been working with Midwest Productions trying to get Crush's Honey Suite intro set up the way we want it to be. How long have you been working on it, Crush?
I know, right? I don't even know. I haven't even heard it, so it doesn't even exist to me.
Right. I was saying, like, Chris, I did you.
I'm just saying, AD. I see you in that chat, too. Shout out to AD. I'm just saying.
Well, I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We got Midwest Productions in the house. If you were on at the beginning of the show, if you download the show, you're here at the beginning of the commercial with myself and Miss Destiny All-Star. That was produced by DJ Mad Science. We encourage anyone, if you have any product or if you have something you want to broadcast or promote, hit us up. We can definitely set you up with the package to get you live on air. We are repping a good 7,000 downloads plus each month, so we'll love to get you out there as best that we can. My name is Trinity Blake. The official chat tonight was hosted on the Swing City, and you guys are just going ham up in there tonight. We had a lot of new people added in. Be sure to upload your pictures. Check out the rest of the site. We do something pretty much every other night in the Swing City. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. I keep looking at the chat room getting distracted. It's almost like I need to close it out. You can catch me this Saturday at the Lifestyle Lounge every Saturday. I am your MC. But this weekend we're going to be having a special MC host, Ms. Dirty Red from Poke Something. They will be having their official meet and greet. Also coming up in a couple of weeks, we will be broadcasting The Voyeur on Thursday nights. So you'll be checking out me. You'll be hearing, you know, Honest coming from Florida. We're going to be getting it in and talking about a whole bunch of stuff that we probably shouldn't even be talking about. So I want to thank you guys, and I will see y'all next week. But, Crush, you got your last shout-out?
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. I am LaCrush Horn, and I have a website called FaultFantasyRadio.com. .com, which is basically our home base for all our shows. Tuesdays, we have the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts, 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central, excuse me. We have Swing and State of Mind Tuesdays at 9 p.m. To 8 p.m. Central. In November, we'll be starting one brand new show, which is The Voyeur on Thursdays with Trinity Blake. And we'll also have Brick House, hopefully, with Brick on Mondays. So we'll be on Monday to Thursday. If not, I'll be on Monday to Thursday. If you are interested in being a moderator, because we are looking for moderators, chat moderators, for theswingcity.name.com, you can hit up Trinity Blake. What I need y'all to do, I need y'all to hit us up on Facebook, because we need to get our numbers up. That's www.facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. I'm also Miss LaCrush, MSLAKRUSH Hearts on Facebook. We're going to be creating our brand new, moving our Swing and State of Mind group over to Swing City. So you'll definitely want to keep that going. What else we got going on? We got a raffle coming up next month. I'll be giving away some iTunes gift cards.
And a wet t-shirt contest.
Huh?
We're going to be doing a wet t-shirt contest next month, too.
Are we going to still do that? Okay, wet t-shirt contest. So, ladies, go to the store. Go get y'all some $2.99 t-shirts. You know, we're about to get it popping.
Take your pictures, post them up.
Take your pictures, Crush. Post them up, and we're thinking of a nice gift card to give y'all. Really, Mellow, that is a good idea,
too.
Gift
card.
Right,
she
but that's a good idea because they do have them.
Right, we're going to have to do that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. We'll think of some stuff. Listen, Orgy Time is listener random questions. Y'all can go to phonefantasyradio.com. anytime to submit your Orgy Time questions, and the panel will ask them. We'll ask them to everybody that's tuned in the chat room, and you can get some feedback. It don't have to be sexual. It don't even have to be lifestyle related, but we do want to get Orgy Time popping again because we always have fun during Orgy Time. So I encourage everybody to do that. Also, if you have some show topics, suggestions, or concerns that you may want to, you know, give us or send us, go to phonefaceradio.com, hit on the contact us, and send them to us. You know, 347-766-7229. You can always call me, because everybody else give out their number. Sheesh. what else? We're on Twitter. If you hit the Twitter, I see you, Craig. So add me. That's it. Add me to some groups. Can I be part of the juice box? Can I be in some groups? I'm so lonely. I'm tired of seeing local penis and pussy. Can I see some out-of-state stuff now? on that note, I had a wonderful time. We had fun. The chat room is still going. Y'all don't have to leave. We'll still be in the chat room, you know, a little after-hour chatting. And do you do your conference call, Trinity?
Yes, we will be doing the conference call starting next week. We'll be getting that up and going. I don't think if they want to do the conference call tonight, we can. But the last time somebody ended up masturbating.
Yeah.
And
why was it a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, because, you know, I was trying to have some dialogue. You know, you're always one complaining, Crush, and I'm too set, so all I think about is set. I can't help it.
Oh, I don't complain, because I actually got a conference number just for that. I even wanted to start a Facebook group just for that. So, you know, I'm not complaining.
I do have
an 800 number just for that. Go to superfluffyflirt.com. I'm just saying. That is a real site.
What's not getting off me when I be eating all that? There she go being sexy. I can't help it.
That's all right. They're going to really hit us next year. Next year, we're going to have our site up, and we're going to get sexy together.
Oh, yeah, we started a phone sex company.
Yeah.
And my first actress, you know, I love talking dirty on the phone. I can't wait. Are you lonely? Are you looking to spoil your wild side? Call me, baby. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And for those that don't know, Phone Fantasy Radio was actually started with that phone sex in mind. So I've been doing it for a while, and Phone Fantasy Radio has been around for a while. But, yeah, superfluffyflirt.com is my site. If you want to see pictures, if you want to hear read my crazy thoughts and all that other stuff, you know, you can go there. I mean, it's really PG-13. I'm just
too
straight.
Where's Jody Red at? Where's she at? Is she still on?
She was trying to get in the room. Oh, is she still on? I don't know. Dirty, you still on? Dirty, dirty. She kept getting bounced off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There she goes.
Thank you, Dirty Red, for being our special co-host. If you ever want to be a host on the show, please give us a call, and we will see what we can do to get you on air.
PhoneFaceRadio@gmail.com. If you have something you want to submit, because we do have a live stream that plays via the Swing City, PhoneFaceRadio.com. If you have, like I said, if you want to do some advertising, we can hook you up with some advertising. We got site space, commercial space, we got all that. So, you know, we could get the word out for you online. We got even marketing services provided by Trinity and LaCrush. We can make it work for you. She calls
right
again.
See, the link is up for you, Crush. You should have called. The link is up, Juice Box. Put your link up. So you can't say people aren't inviting you. Did you see it?
No.
Juice Boss, I need you to post that link again. Crush has missed it. And then she'll be mad talking about, nobody invited me to the group. She thinks
right.
One of these
nobody
pussy.
Invited me. What's the black line? Why can't
he
I be there?
He just posted it again. Do you see it, Crush? He just posted it again.
Awesome.
And you may
see
it so true. When she gets in the group, she got to come in showing pussy.
Right,
you
got to
come in the group showing pussy.
I'm not going to show no pussy. My pussy is not my pussy is ugly. I want to show you my pussy.
There's no such thing as ugly.
But yeah, you
got to
add me as a friend, people. The link is not working. I got to add me as a friend. Don't worry, I don't bite. I don't spam your pages. Unless you give me permission.
Love you too, AD.
Hey, AD. AD, why you didn't call up? I feel some type of way.
Right, no, look, I don't think there's such thing as, like, an ugly pussy, you know.
So my question for next week is there such thing as a skinny pussy?
A skinny pussy? So So that
see
means
what
you have
happens?
To be a fat pussy.
My cat ain't skinny. Right, Max? You're not skinny. Yeah, there's
such
thing as skinny pussy.
There's a fat pussy. You're talking about the lips, right?
I'm talking about pussy. Is it skinny? Is there such thing as a skinny pussy?
Okay. I'm going to have to get to
that. You know, I mean, you say it's a fat pussy. What are you talking about? I don't know. I think my pussy's skinny. It's fat around it.
I will have to see it. I think we're going to have to just get some pictures. And then we can talk about what kind of pussy you have.
Anyway, add me as a friend. I threw my link up there, facebook.com/MissTheCrushHearts. If you go to my, if you go to my page on the Swing City, add me as a friend as well. Ooh, we had a very awesome night. Shout out to Brandon once again, Celibacy, Craig, Desi, Kismet, Mandy, and KC, Marcus, Mello, Miss New Booty, Miss Sunshine, Northern Star, Onyx, Renee, Sookie, Steph, True. The chat room was buzzing. And Craig. Craig was from, he was co-hosting another show. So shout out to everybody. Definitely hook us up. I mean, join us next week. What are we going to talk about next week? Do we know?
I don't know. We haven't decided what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, we did.
We did, right.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Right, but yeah.
That's what it. Let's be honest with the people. We do have something scheduled. We have the whole month scheduled out, but we don't feel like talking about that. So on that
it's
note,
not that we don't feel like we want it to be a surprise. Until we start the marketing for it. You know, things pop up. We might switch it all of a sudden.
True Identity Visual Arts Media. Hey. Do you do videos? We need a video. Oh, you said
$100. He does it all.
I don't even have $50 or $75 or $100. So, nope. But whatever you want to donate to Full Fantasy Radio or sponsor us, get at us. We definitely need that. Paris Hilton is anorexic. What?
You were asking about a skinny pussy, so they said Paris Hilton had an anorexic pussy.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something, because somebody asked the question, why do guys have nipples?
What?
Exactly. See, these are the friends I have. This is what I'm saying. Y'all need to hook me up. Let me into y'all circle down there. You know, y'all need to hook me up. These are the friends I have. You see what I roll with? That's what I roll with. We be sitting up there.
Why do men have questions. Nipples?
Right. Why do men have nipples? What's the purpose?
So you can play with them.
Right. That's what I said, too, actually. But I'm just saying, that was the question. Like, we didn't understand, like, why do guys have nipples? Because we are mammals. Yes, Craig, we know. Somebody else said that, too. Oh, and then we got into another, like, let me tell y'all what else we were talking about, right? Because now we're in overtime. I don't know if y'all can still hear me. But let me tell you what else we were talking about. We were talking about how when we have, okay, I looked it up, okay? If y'all go online and y'all type in, why do men have nipples? They are actually doctors out there trying to explain to us why we have it. And amidst the one of the explanations, they say we all start off as female. Basically.
Girl, shut up.
And then as we progress, and we grow, that's when our parts start to define themselves. But at the beginning, like the first couple of weeks, we are all female. We are all with everything the same. And then, like, as you grow along, then that's when things start to, you know, you start to define yourself, which makes perfect sense. It does make perfect sense. You got this little tiny little sperm, and you got this egg, okay? That's like me, big old me, going to the salad bar. You know, you got all this salad around me. And even though I'm eating it, I'm not getting skinny. But if I continue to eat it, then I may get skinny, right?
No, I didn't get that one.
That was a poor
analogy. Did you have a taste of salad?
That was the first thing that came to mind.
And they can't hear us, Crush.
Oh, right. Oh, Craig. I want to talk about that. I really do. I want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even know that was possible. Like,
that is very different. Right. I go into the salad bar and I eat a whole bunch. That was, yeah.
Right, that was a poor analogy. But still.
Right, I was waiting to see you after. Like, okay, I'm listening. You got me.
Right.
Yeah.
And you eat the salad.
I know you're drinking or something. You need to pour me a glass, for real.
Who, me?
Yes,
no.
What are you sipping on tonight?
Girl, I ain't sipping on nothing. I'm about to go in there and fry me some pork chops. I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
See, I was smart. I ate before the show started, and now I just poured me a glass of rum.
I couldn't eat because I had throw up on my bed. Remember, I was babysitting,
and the baby
threw up on the top end, like all the milk, and then she took her hand and she just smeared it in it. Right? And then on the bottom end, I go to the store, I come back, and there's a pee stain. I mean, it wasn't pee. I don't know if it's pee. But the bed was wet. And I sat down not knowing, right? And her brother was laying there when I left. And I come back, there's a big old wet spot. And I've seen the brother. Brother ain't say nothing to me. He's looking on me. He didn't even say bye to me. Like, all right, talk to you later, little nigga. You know. I come up here, that's a day.
I've been watching porn all day. Like,
I
want to
watch porn. I can't find a porn I like.
I know, you know, I told you, I go to Porn Hamster, and I watch, you know, little free porn clips.
Porn
and
Hamster.
I like the groping porn where the girl gets on the bus or the train, and they start, like, touching her and things like that. And there's one that she was in a library, and she's kind of, like, bent over, and he has his hand wrapped around her, and he's, like, pulling on her nipples. And he has the other hand, like, in between her legs, and he's rubbing his dick, you know, between her booty cheeks. Oh, it just gets me going every time. Like, he doesn't even have to penetrate, and I can masturbate to that. Definitely.
I like anime porn.
And I remember you were talking about that before. I still haven't actually watched that.
Right.
Is that, why does it say Hospital?
Because that's a link to the condition that his wife has.
Oh, okay,
right.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why
I see that when I searched it. Yeah, that's the condition his wife has when he says she doesn't have a vagina, and that's the first link that gives, you know, it starts when she was born that way, so.
Okay. I was like, we did not promote anything about children.
Right, shout out to
me off guard.
Because I said cartoon. Look, there you go. No, that is really a serious condition, you know. So, right. We're going to have to start talking about this. I guess we'll do this again next week. We're going to talk about different types of porn that we like. I like that. I like noisy porn.
You know what? Remember we did your fantasy party? Maybe we should make our own porn commercial.
Actually, I have one. I do have one, and I had I got to find it. I do have one. Oh, it doesn't have to be video, does it?
No, we can do
audio.
Audio.
Because my hair ain't dead.
I can do my Trinity. You need Trinity.
Whatever. Look, whatever. You got studios, producers out there. You suck.
What is wrong with you tonight? Do I need to come give you a hug?
I know, right? I feel some type of way tonight. So
it's been a rough week, though. It's been a really rough week, though.
And I think that's what it is. Like, yesterday was sad. Today, I'm good. You know, I had a headache yesterday's show. So I was feeling so dead. But shout out to AD. He held me down.
Right. And, you know, my vacation was wonderful. That was great. You know, it's been a long time since I've been on vacation. The flight there and back went smoothly. And then when I got back, I had to deal with so much and, you know, trying to get everything situated for the club because, like I was telling somebody earlier, you know, when I put something together, I put my heart into it. Like, I wanted it to be perfect. And sometimes I exhaust a lot of energy. So for the show tonight, I was definitely ready. But if you guys, switching subjects, if you guys want to make some videos for us next week, we would definitely post them on the Swing City. Some amateur
and phonefantasyradio.com. I got a site too. Oh my God.
There you go. There you go, Chris. Come on. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm just that emotional today. I don't know why I'm that emotional today. I got that STD feeling. So I don't know. This is it wasn't even sexually transmitted. Like, there ain't nothing going on. I think that's what it is.
I think right now what they're giving us are those minutes that we lost from all the shows that shut down.
Right.
They
now,
just dumped
every show. We can do it over time in every show. Like, so, and it'll be recorded and, you know, all that good stuff.
I think we should just let everybody speak a lot. Don't we have, like, several people with their hands still up?
Huh? Oh, yeah, we do have people with their hand up. I don't know if I can get to them, but I'll try. Let's go with the 817. Right, I don't
Hello.
Know if let's come on. 817.
Hello. It's Mello in the house.
Hey, Mello. How you
doing,
baby?
We is clear in court.
I don't like these inside jokes. I'm just saying. I don't like these inside jokes.
You know what, LaQuarius, let me tell you. You were not left out. Every time I turned around, she was on the phone with you. I want you to know.
Hello, Mello. She got mad at me, crush.
You weren't making on my time, let me tell you.
I didn't call, though.
Which time you didn't call? I was sitting right there about 90% of the time her phone rang.
It wasn't me.
LaCroix.
I was going to call her back. Look, I was going to call her back. And I missed the call. So I called her back. That's what had happened was.
Okay, you're going to go that route. That's what happened.
Yeah. Right. Crush, I was talking to you and I looked up. She was like, oh, so you having a meeting? I was like,
And then I decided, I'm sitting on the couch. I decided to go to sleep. She said, oh, you're not going to go to sleep. I said, if you're going to stay in time business, I am.
Crush, she just left so
Crush,
long.
Crush and I do a lot of stuff. Not only do we do the show together, we work a lot together doing different promos for people and advertisers, not just for lifestyle items, but for non-lifestyle items as well. So we end up spending a lot of time on the phone together. And I also spend a lot of time on the phone on Mello because we're always just chit-chatting, doing girl stuff. So, yeah, Mello got on to me. I got in trouble.
What's that about, Mello? I'm a girl. Why can't we do girl stuff?
You know what? Let me put my disclaimer out there. LaCresh, you don't call me. You don't email me. You don't text me. You don't nothing. I've been talking to Trent for the last few years. You've taken up some of my time for business, and I understand it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like it when I don't even heard from her in several days. I know you got it tied up. I'm telling you now. That wasn't me. Listen,
it don't be me. I've been helping. I've been helping. I've been not trying to take up her time. I've just been trying to help.
I left her down in Texas to handle some things, but when I brought her up here, it was for me to get some catch-up time.
Uh-huh.
So the next time, you know, I'm gonna be like, you got 2 minutes. You have to go.
She took the computer away from me and everything. I was like, okay.
Texting like, Trinity, you there? Okay, get in. Where did you go?
We're going to be all outside in the backyard. Crush.
You know I'm deaf, so I'm like, huh? What? Fuck up the whole scene. Like,
you know what?
What? I can't hear you. Something wrong with your phone. You know I can't hear, girl. Mm-mm.
But you know what? She was like this weekend. I can't hear you whispering. I can't hear nothing low. I can't hear.
When I took a long shower before I got ready to go, and I got water in my ear. And, you know, I'm already partially deaf in my right ear, so my left ear was acting up, and you know, we were up most of the night. We didn't want to wake up the whole house. And she was, and Melo speaks really low, and I was like, "Huh? What? I can't hear you."
Look, write it down. Yeah, right? We got to start reading lips and shit. Listen, I know all about that, Trinity. I know all about that.
What you like, say?
I'm real serious. They be like, and then I don't know what it is. They'll be talking loud on the phone. Then as soon as you see them in person, what?
Well, I get frustrated, and I don't want people to think I'm not paying attention. I was like, okay. Did you hear me? No, I didn't.
I just was shaking my head.
It was funny. Look. It was funny because we were, Mr. UPS had came over as well. And so we were all sitting in the kitchen drinking the wine and stuff, and we were laughing, chilling, talking. And there was some other guests around, and it was, you know, Vanilla Ears, and we kind of was having a little bit of a conversation. So we started trying to whisper. And her eyes got big, and she got to looking around like, "What you all talking about? I can't hear you." And she's sitting between us, you know. So there was a lot of time.
Not fun.
She was like, I can't hear. You all got to speak up.
Everybody started whispering. I was like, this is not the conversation for me.
You got to walk away.
In the movie theater, too, I don't know if you noticed, Miller, you were saying something to me in the movie theater. I just kind of looked at you like, I have no idea what you just said. So I'm just going to keep watching the movie, keep looking forward.
And by the way, if you have not seen that movie, Argo, it is absolutely excellent. Excellent.
Great movie. And if you ever see me out at the Lifestyle Lounge and you're speaking to me and I look disoriented or something, I probably can't hear you.
I have
a stigma, and I do wear very, very high prescribed contacts, so I probably can't see you that well either inside the club. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you step right up to me and say, "Hey, I'm so-and-so." But the whole, like, you know, people call me, like, "You don't know who this is?" I'm not going to do this to myself. No, I don't. All right.
See, she got high vision. I got a wandering eye. So sometimes I'll be talking to you and that shit go left. You gotta check myself. Just hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to blink it back. I'm just saying.
Yes, the club racially diverse. We are working on getting a very, we want a really diverse club. But Craig, everybody is welcome. If I'm there, anybody is welcome. So, and most of the people I hang with feel the same way. We love everybody, and we want everybody to have a good time. So you are always welcome anywhere I am.
We are family.
Just like in here, we don't discriminate.
Can I give a quick disclaimer? Folks, I'm in Facebook detention for the next 30 days, or maybe 60. So I can't send out friend requests. I can't leave comments. I can only post on the pages. Post in the group.
Please put some money on
my book.
I
can't like your page. I can't like your status. So if anything, Wait, I'm sorry. Craig did it. Okay, so y'all gonna have to send me a friend request, and as soon as I get out of Facebook detention, I'm all over it. But right now, I'm on Facebook detention. Yes, Craig did it. Oh, man.
You know, when you told me that, I died laughing. I'm telling you.
Why? It wasn't my fault. They be cheating me. Because they turned around and started, "You got to pay $7 to promote your status now." What the? If y'all don't get the fuck
out of here. Hey, I've been telling everybody that I can, you know, hey, I have this social site. You know, hopefully we get to
get off Facebook.
We're gonna do
that 1 week, 1 month. I think for the month of December we can do that.
Well, Miss Chantel is in the building.
Hey, I gotta give props, Miss Chantel. Miss Chantel is in the house.
Wow. Hey, girl.
Hey, all y'all oldies and newbies, welcome. I don't got no friend requests on the Swing City. Can I be your friend? I'm in detention. I'm not in detention, man. Huh?
You're not in detention on Swing City.
I know,
but
right?
Craig, can you rock my box? Can you rock my box? Can I see your cock?
But it'll still
be your
rock
friend?
Your box. Oh, but it'll still rock your box. I hear that, Craig. You know what?
Right.
I'm not even denying that, Craig, because I tell you no lie. It was the smallest penis I've ever been with that felt the best. I'm just saying. I had 11 inches, but he didn't know what he was doing. He wanted to lay down with me. Nigga, you can't lay down with me. What are you doing? Like,
oh,
get up.
Right.
But that 7-inch, oh, man, he was taking the leg. He was
especially when
leg.
It's hard. It's
like, oh, yes, girl. Oh. And then the best part was he was a screamer. So he's nothing. And my bed is right by the window, so people are looking out that window like, what the fuck is going on over there? And all you
see
is
we
want
to give a shout-out to men that scream.
Like, I mean,
yes.
He really scream. And he
special
shout-out
to all
head.
The men that scream.
Yeah. It's, I like them.
Hey, I got a question. Is the Swing City still giving audio?
What do you mean?
We probably got cut off. Oh, we probably got cut off. No. Don't worry, they'll still hear this though.
Okay.
Right. They'll still hear this after the show. It normally cuts you off. You have to, but the people on the phone can still hear us. But anyway,
okay.
Let's close out the show and let's do it that way because I don't want us to be cut off in the middle of us talking, and it's already 20 minutes after. So on that note. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Mello, for calling in and giving me my warning.
I love you, LaCroix.
You didn't even add me as a friend. Look,
you
didn't even add me as a friend.
You know what? If you don't love me back, I'm going to hope that baby spits up on your bed again.
Oh, no, I love you, girl. I love you.
And
too. I love you, girlfriend.
Love me. Piss right on her pillow like, hey.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Oh,
why
Jesus.
Is my face lit?
Look, don't say that. I don't know. Look, I got people from nowhere following me, Al. All right, let's go. Right, I'm getting love.
Direction.
Huh?
Miss Shatown, need some direction on here.
Oh.
Well, right now we're about to shut it out, so.
Right, we're about to shut it off.
Question.
Well, we're
about
to play the live stream.
Right. Are you going to switch us over to the live stream that you hooked us up with on the Swing City? Cool.
We can hope.
I'm
going to
go in and improve some pictures on here. And I will still be on chat tonight. So in a few minutes, just hit refresh, F5. You'll start hearing the live stream, and we can chat and listen to music at the same time.
Right. So see y'all next week, same place, same time, same host, just a little less freaky. Bye. Enjoy your weekend. Hope y'all have fun at the Lifestyle Lounge. Take a lot of pictures. I want to see. Shout out to Poke Something.